Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Something really weird happened a few days ago. Okay. And I'm curious how each of you will feel about it. And I think each of you may have a different take on it.
Okay. I love when that happens.
Yeah. So I don't know which one's going to be right. But
what
I'm
are
pick
you
one
right now? What's your take? Are you like what?
I feel... It was just weird.
Okay.
I don't feel...
Well, now I really like it.
I don't feel like nervous or like off about it, but I'm really curious what you guys would think if this happened to you.
I just want you to know that I feel like you're nervous and off about it. If you're saying you're not nervous and off about it, then you definitely are. I think you're masking something.
I'm trying to figure out what happened.
Okay.
Okay, So I was walking with my fiance and with Swanson. We were walking to get
Swanson's
coffee.
Her dog, for those of you who aren't fangirls of...
Okay. Swanson recently got noticed before me.
Can I ask another question?
Sure.
It's way too soon to be talking about this as much as, but like we're doing these King Supers bag drops.
Yeah.
Where we show up at different King Supers and we give you the rare and elusive Slacker Show bag. And the last one was a roaring success in what I believe we're calling Thornton.
Yes.
I get why people call it Brighton because there's Brighton addresses that are the most of Brighton feeds into this King Supers. Doesn't matter. The next one is in Green Valley Ranch, which is technically Denver.
Okay.
That's crazy.
You didn't know it was? What'd you think it was?
I mean, I guess.
Because Denver,
like,
DIA is Denver. So there's that little swath of land. It's basically GVR Boulevard, which is between 40th and 56th off of Pena and Tower Road. One of the highlights of this last bag drop was Swanson came.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Think
I thought that
come?
Was just me.
No, people were like, oh, isn't it so fun when people go, oh, well, is that Swanson? Like if you brought your kids, they'd go, oh my God, is that Leo? You're like, oh, it's such a fun moment.
That was when he got noticed. The woman hadn't even seen us yet. And she looked at him and said, I know you. And I was like, oh my God, my dog's famous.
Your dog is way famous. He's so cute. Anyway, will Swanson be making an appearance at the next bag drop?
If everyone's down with it,
let's go. So it's Saturday, 9 a.m., Green Valley Ranch. I'm so sorry to hijack that.
That's okay.
You brought up Swanson, so I had to say, Swanson's next appearance
yes.
is at Green Valley Ranch
signing
at 9 a.m.
autographs.
Yeah, he's not even getting paid for it. So he and I and my fiance were walking, and we ran into a woman with like a pug, I think. And I always do the, oh, is your dog friendly? Because Swanson wants to say hi, whatever. So she's like, oh, yeah, he is. Sometimes people can't, or dogs can't handle his energy, but it was fine. And she had a friend with her, and the friend says, you look so familiar. Actually, they asked Swanson's name first. They said, what's his name? I said, Swanson. And then they said, you look so familiar. And I said,
Erica, you're on Instagram every day. Like,
right, I know. But I said, me? And she said,
yes.
No.
Oh.
Him.
Swanson?
To my fiance.
Oh.
And she said, I was like, and I got like caught off guard because look, if there's anyone in our relationship who's going to get noticed out and about, it would be me. And that sounds D-baggy, but
you have blonde hair. Yeah. You've got an energy about you that's a little,
Well, I also do this, and yes. he works from home.
Right.
So. Yeah.
And does not have social media.
Correct.
In any way, yeah. shape, or form,
where,
right?
Like, our faces are plastered on it. Right. Like, you might come across our videos.
This is so crazy, because this happened to me this weekend as well. Where Weird. My boyfriend got recognized and not me.
Weird.
Okay.
What did the, so then she was like, I don't know, something about him and Swanson in particular, the name.
So she knew your fiance and the dog?
She said the fiance looked familiar in relation to the name Swanson. My theory is I post them two together constantly. I'm always, because I'm not taking selfies all the time. I'm taking pictures of them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
That's my theory on it. But I did have to double check with him and ask if maybe he's on the dating apps using Swanson
to
get women. And I don't believe.
Oh my God, I believe you did that, Aaron. I don't believe.
Well, because a young girl was like, I recognize you. And I was like, oh, do you? Why do you recognize him? What
my God,
you seeing
the
him
instant,
on?
The second yeah. a girl,
I would
you guys
say
go
we
fully.
Had slightly different reactions.
I but was you kind still of, had a little bit
I,
of nerves. Like,
I
why?
Waited like an hour and a half, and then I was like, there's no way that. And he was
she
like,
actually.
He said, no, of course not. And I was like, okay. And then he's like, but it's kind of like really bad to do that to a guy standing there with his yes. fiance or girlfriend.
But I'm wondering, because I just Googled him. The man you named your dog after has a very big mustache like your fiance.
That's true.
Did so she was thinking was of Ron Swanson from yes. Park. And, yes. No, she wasn't thinking.
He I doesn't think
you
so.
Her fiance
familiar.
Does not look anything like.
The
no.
mustache.
No.
And the
he does have a mustache right now.
Who, just top of your head, first thing that springs to mind, who does he look like? Has anybody ever said that Dane looks like somebody?
No.
Nothing. Not like.
I've
I mean,
heard
even
like Nate Bargatze
like,
once. Because they're both graying.
You don't have to say it quietly. It happens.
He doesn't mind. His mother minds. So.
Like TX, somebody called him Dave Grohl recently, oh, yeah. which was fun.
That was hilarious. No, that was great. That was really funny.
So he's not, does he have an OnlyFans or something?
Oh,
I
yeah.
don't think,
do you think
so.
You don't think so?
I think what it is we go everywhere with Swanson in our neighborhood. So that's got to be it. But like, why wouldn't I look familiar?
Okay, so you're over the idea of being mad at your fiance.
Yeah, I'm not.
And now you're mad at this girl.
No, I'm not mad at her, but I'm trying to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
What's her motivation other than stirring up crap in your relation? Like, there's no reason to go, huh, I feel like I've seen you and the dog without the bee.
I think like, she feels like maybe she met them before, which is possible. Sometimes when I'm still at work, he'll take Swanson and go to like the brewery down the street. He's not hitting on chicks.
Oh, dude, he's bringing a chick magnet to
no.
a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why do you think I bring my daughter to bars?
Oh, my.
You don't.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.